Radar podcast appears. Hello, everyone. It's Poke Radar, Radio Radar's podcast spinoff all about Pokemon from the Games Radar staff. I'm your host, Henry Gilbert, and I'm here with
Hollinger Cooper,
Ryan Teljanik,
and we have a special new member of the Games Radar staff who's going to introduce himself to you now.
I am Greg Henninger.
Hello.
Greg. Welcome, Greg
Henninger.
What type of Pokemon are you? Actually, you're wearing Umbreon's exact pattern and colors right now.
True.
So
that makes me
Umbreon.
I think
Umbreon.
So. But if what do you personally identify as?
Well, I always go off. You know, my starter Pokemon is always water.
Water.
You do look kind of like wet. And
it's because I'm always crying.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the tears.
Sure that's a that's in your description. Sometimes he just cries.
Well, yeah, Greg. So what is a quick introduction for the audience? Like, what's your personal history with Pokemon? Like, I know you're a big Pokemon fan.
Yeah, I love Pokemon. I grew up playing it Red and Blue. Went to Sapphire after that, I think, was my next one. My sisters and I were way into the card game.
You have a lot of sisters?
Me too.
I do. I have three sisters and unfortunately no brothers. So there was a lot of girl things going around. But Pokemon's not just for girls. It's for boys and girls alike.
Yes.
So did you have a binder full of TCG cards?
I did. I did.
Did you do the hobby shop tournaments like I did?
I never actually learned how to play. I
kind of just
collected them and traded them with my sisters.
We didn't have the biggest. You're like a lurker online.
Yeah. But I also watched pretty much every episode of the TV show up until when Ash voice changes into a different guy.
Listen, man, I know you never had to personally experience this, but every little boy's voice eventually does change.
I came out this way. I said, "Hello, mother."
Just as an infant, you're crying like,
"Yeah."
Oh, that'd be so scary.
That'd be a very frightening experience for a mother.
That's really the next Paranormal Activity.
It was like seven seasons before his voice changed, so it was like hundreds of episodes that I powered my way through.
You memorized the Poke Rap.
I don't think that was ever on the...
It ended every show.
The first season ended with a Poke Rap, yeah.
Like during the credits?
Yeah.
Blastoise, silly boy, I'm pretty dope.
He didn't hear it because he was busy crying that the episode was over.
No, it's over. Who's that Pokemon? Do you remember that?
Who could it be?
Oh, yeah. The Who's That Pokemon was always on there.
Yeah. I remember the Pokemon. I think I stopped watching Pokemon. I checked in when I heard the season finale to the Gold and Silver season was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then that ends with him going like, "Goodbye, Misty. Goodbye, Brock. And you know what? Goodbye, all my Pokemon except Pikachu.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the next place and start anew." And I was like, that seems like a weird thing for someone who wants to be a Pokemon master to do. Like, give up the dozens of Pokemon you spent all this time capturing.
Well, they all stay with Professor Oak and hang out together on that giant ranch.
He texts them to his computer miles away.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, but enough preamble, guys, because we got a lot of news. Big, big news. The first, a bit of news about Pokemon X and Y appeared just last night out of the leaked scans of Korokoro Magazine, which is a monthly publication in Japan that usually gets a lot of Pokemon exclusives. Like, that's where a lot of the early Black and White info came from and most generations before that. So this one is the now sixth Pokemon we know of in the X and Y universe, Generation 6, and that is Nymphia, is the Japanese name.
Nymphia.
Ninfoma? Nymphomaniac?
That sounds like a...
That's where I'm wondering if that's the etymology of it.
Don't get too attached to the name, because Nymphia is a new Eeveelution, a.k.a. that's the term given for the many different evolutions of the incredibly evolvable... Is that a word?
Evolvable.
Yeah. Evolvable.
Evolvable.
Excuse me. I'm just so excited. My throat closes up. So, well, Eevee's one of my favorite Pokemon, and I always loved its many Eeveelutions.
I always considered both versions of Eevee to be a female.
I would like to point out real quick some fun facts about Nymphia.
Oh, yeah?
The Pokemon stands at a meter tall and weighs in at 23.5 kilograms.
I want that in American measurements. I don't know what that means.
I think 23 kilograms is something like a burger.
I think it's like 400 pounds.
Seven
that,
tons,
what?
I think.
Yeah,
roughly.
That sounds about right. Okay. Just that a meter tall, 7-ton horse thing.
But so Nymphia looks, it's definitely one of the cuddlier, it's on the cuddly side of Pokemon characters.
She literally, her fur morphs into multiple bows.
Yeah, that at first that looks like it's bows on her. But
got several bows.
It's a sweet bow tie.
I'd like to know the evolutionary benefit of a bow tie. Like at some point.
You look really classy and people won't eat you.
No, yeah, people won't eat you and you'll breed better. Other creatures will take your seed more readily if you have a fancy bow tie.
You do look very sophisticated.
Bows and tassels coming off right now. Nymphia was revealed as part of this is a way Pokemon Company has always revealed new Pokemon, is the short film that's attached to the next Pokemon film it's like Pikachu hangs out with a bunch of Eevees and all the different Eeveelutions and Nymphia.
They get drunk. One thing leads to another.
That's where the bow ties come in.
Yeah.
What? Makes sense.
Wait a minute.
There's a Pikachu with a bow tie and some ribbons flying off of it.
Kill me. Got you.
So it was part of a bigger reveal in KoroKoro of just what the next movie is going to be about, which is about Genesect versus Mewtwo. Like, it's a Godzilla movie almost, it sounds like.
What?
Which is, in case you don't know, in Black and White, Genesect is a he's a genetically engineered Pokemon by Team Plasma, which is the same thing that Mewtwo is. He was genetically engineered by Team Rocket. And so having the two of them fight, that could be cool. Movie though,
it could also be bad news for everyone, because didn't Mewtwo destroy a lot of lives when
he
first
put them all back
free.
Together again?
Oh, he
only killed bad people, just like
I thought he killed a bunch of just regular scientists.
He opened his eyes and destroyed everything.
Well, those
within a mile.
Number one, he didn't know his power then; it wasn't intentional. And two, those scientists
they were playing PokeGod.
Yeah. Those experiments were cruel. They were asking for it, if you ask me. Free, fear-free Pokemon. though we won't get that movie probably till 2014 if we're lucky. But well, anyway,
you and I have very different definitions of luck.
if we're lucky. So what do you guys think of Nymphia, like, in general?
Am I correct?
It's definitely
Eevee's a lady.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who knows what the gender, how the gender... breakdown's going to be on this one.
It's an adorable Pokemon. What can I say?
I will.
She's easy on the eyes.
I don't know if
I just thought of a fun feature idea. You know how like a group of crows is a murder of crows? Uh-huh. Let's come up with different words for each type of Pokemon. Like, what is a group of Pikachus?
Ooh,
I'd call it like
a charge.
A charge.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just thinking of that while looking at this thing, because I think it would be a bow tie.
Don't forget to keep reading the "What Would Every Pokemon Taste Like" article.
Yeah, read it over and over again.
I'm curious what abilities Nymphia will have to bring to the table that previous evolutions of Eevee did not.
Ribbon whip?
Just the ability to tie a bow tie is incredibly
complicated. It's super difficult. Yeah, I can barely tie a regular tie.
I mean, you can watch YouTube videos on that all day long. You're still not going to get it.
Yeah, you'll get it, and then you'll untie it, and then you'll get it again, and then you'll go into the bathroom during your interview and awkwardly tie it again and be like, this is right, but it's a little too low.
So people will just be stunned. Yeah, Pokemon will be stunned when they see her. They're like, oh, she knows how to tie a bow tie.
Intimidation. Some sort of lashing or whip move, probably.
Yeah.
Just based on the amount of tails and random strands of lengthy fur that are maybe parts of her body.
What type is...
I don't know.
Well,
it seems...
Ryan,
really...
didn't you, while doing research, find that that Nymphia is a type of flower?
So it's spelled slightly differently, whereas the Pokemon is spelled Ninfia.
Right.
The flower is spelled Ninfea. So,
but that's still close enough I could see that being
Pokemon
a pun.
Pokemon loves their puns in both countries.
So that might hint towards it, even though it doesn't look like a plant type.
Well, yeah, and there's already Leafeon is the plant type.
Right.
Well, what types are left?
Yeah, I had always wanted a dragon one. I don't think that's dragon.
No, she doesn't look like a dragon.
Weren't we talking on the last PokeRadar about the possibilities of like crossovers?
Well, I've always had crossover types.
There's always like secondary dual types.
The impressive thing was whether or not the starters would be. Because only Which only
Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur was.
I rescind my foolish
quadruple
statement.
Type.
I mean, if looking at the picture again, it doesn't really look like, you don't really. I mean, kind of has reddish ears, so could be fire. But it has blue ears also, so could be like it looks almost like a normal type with like a weird rainbow effect going on.
Rainbow type.
Well, Eevee's a normal type, though. It would be interesting to have like the normal type evolution of Eevee. But
like, what is Skitty? Is that normal? Is Skitty normal type?
Not remember.
So I mean, she just looks like dark. I mean, like or like or like Mew.
Yeah.
Not Mew. Meowth.
Yeah.
Like
Meowth
it just looks like
normal.
Generic human or not human, generic cat Pokemon.
Yeah. The coloring also reminds me of like Victini and Minun and Plusden or one of those two.
Goddamn Pokemon team.
Those two electric dudes.
I tripped down the stairs. We should make a Pokemon based on that. Plusden.
Yeah, Minute. I think those guys are cute. I saw some really cool, like, salt and pepper shakers based on those two. But anyway. So I wonder if the name will be, in the past, like, Glaceon was, like, Glacephia or whatever. Yeah, a similar name like that in Japan. So I wonder if they're just going to do, like, Nymphion.
There's
this.
Also speculation that Nymphia will introduce an entirely new type.
A new type?
There hasn't been a new type in a while, has
there? So, it's possible.
What new type, though?
They balance those types so well that it's like introducing a new race in StarCraft.
Well, that said, you have Dragon type, which, like, the whole thing with Dragon type, I mean, it's been around forever, but, like, is strong to almost everything and weak to only one thing. So they have that kind of, like, they don't have to do the full-on rock, paper, scissors. They could just do what they did with Dragon type, which is, like, hey, she is Rainbow type. She's strong against everything but normal.
Yeah.
Now, have Eevee evolutions traditionally, have those traditionally, their names made
pretty
correlated
much,
to the type?
Yeah. Well, in English not, and sometimes in Japanese.
I see.
Yeah. I also wonder if this will not be the only evolution, like, you know, with the XY gender stuff, seems to be very clearly a female-gendered Pokemon. Will there be a new very, you know...
She's wearing a bow tie, though.
That's true. Ladies, ladies can, you know, certain fashionable ladies can wear a bow tie.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe there will be, like, a blue-ish looking boy-type evolution that's going to come along. Who knows?
Yeah, perhaps.
So this also just is a bigger thing. This is something that I didn't like about Black and White, or I had hopes for in Black and White, was that there would be new evolutions for classic Pokemon, like guys who didn't have a third version, but there weren't any. They very specifically did not include any.
Yeah, there was deliberately very little nods to the past in Black and White.
But this one, this is the first of what I hope are a lot of new evolutions in X and Y.
That said, Eevee is sort of the one that they have continued to give new evolutions to. So if they were only going to do one, this would be the only one they would do.
How many is she up to now?
Well, they don't go on levels. It's all secondary evolutions. You use an item, and then Eevee goes to one of the.
Right, but I think like which like how many evolutions?
Jeez, I think at least 10.
A baker's dozen.
Yeah, not a baker's dozen, but.
So 10.
Yeah, like so 10. All right, that was the big X and Y news, but there was also a new Pokemon game was announced too. Believe it or not. The first Wii U Pokemon game, even. It's in Japan, it's called Pokemon Rumble U, which were the Pokemon Battle Royale games that have come out on the Wii and the 3DS, where basically you just have wind-up Pokemon that just bump into each other and knock each other down. They're cute games, though they're not, you know.
They're just super basic.
You know, yeah, they're very... Well, that's also... This is going to be an eShop game, so that explains why it's so basic. Hmm. But... I don't know. It's going to have all the Gen 1 through 5 Pokemon, so 649 Pokemon will be represented in it. And showing off the pure horsepower of the Wii U, up to 100 Pokemon can be on screen at once fighting.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of Pokemon. That's a lot of horsepower.
Now, when will it come to the U.S., we ask ourselves? I ask myself right now.
I genuinely didn't, but now I'm curious.
Well, so it's supposed to be out, like, in the next few months in Japan. The Pokemon Rumble games previously have usually been out about 6 months within their release in the U.S., and I doubt there's much localization to be done for that game. So I bet we'll get it before E3, and it's The Wii U eShop is in desperate need of games.
Or maybe I wouldn't be surprised if they held off and released it like a month before, like in September, like properly show it off in America at E3 as like a, and there's going to be an all new Pokemon game on the Wii U. And then they play a clip for like 10 seconds and it just looks like people spinning dreidels into each other.
I could see like Reggie basically implying like, I bet a lot of you guys thought we were giving up on the Wii U eShop. Well, obviously, this one game proves different.
If you thought we were giving up on the eShop, think again.
Think again.
Reggie has like 7 phrases he just reuses all the time, and everyone makes me feel uncomfortable in my pants.
We've heard complaints from people that they're... Yeah,
anyway. People ask us what we should do. We say... everything.
But he's so great.
I
would be so, whenever he leaves Nintendo, be it a next year or a decade from now, I'll be sad. It'll be a very different E3 without him. All right, and then lastly, just a quick reminder to the Pokemon players out there that starting now and until March 4th, if you go to GameStop, you can download a Milota Pokemon, a super rare Milota, to your Black and White 2 game. You just have to. GameStop does this a lot. In case you guys didn't know, they make these deals with the Pokemon company to have basically in-store DLC for your Pokemon games. So you just go in there. You don't have to talk to anyone or buy anything. You just switch on your DS or 3DS, download Milota.
You could probably stay outside.
Maybe, yeah. I've tried that a couple times. But so yeah, I just want to make this clear. You do not have to monetarily support GameStop in any way. Just, you know.
Also, and I don't see it on the sheet, but I have some Pokemon news that I read.
Oh, yeah?
So, in that same thing, they'll have the events where you go into a store and you get to download a free Pokemon. Mm-hmm. The most recent one that's going on currently in Japan, you get a level 99 shiny Magikarp.
Oh, man.
That has Bounce, Hydro Pump, Splash, and Flail, and it's holding a rare candy.
Oh, wow.
Whoa!
I love that news. I read the headline was like, Magikarp offered at Japanese event, and it was like, that must be the worst event ever. And then it's like, but it's the best Magikarp.
I love that. I want that guy.
Well, you're going to jump onto the, good news, if you jump onto the trading station, everyone has hacked, so you could just get one.
Yeah, that's true. I hope they police the trading state, the global trades just a little bit better.
I have a cousin that got banned. I used like Action Replay to get free Pokemon, and then I was trading them, and they banned me from going online. What the hell? And I'm like, yes. Apparently, like, I mean, I remember I used them when I was a kid, but apparently, among like kids, like if one friend gets the Action Replay, it just becomes an arms race, where like everyone has to get one to keep up. Instead of doing what you should do, which is just like pushing that kid down in the playground and being like, "No, we're not playing with you, you cheater.
Mm-hmm. You're not a friend anymore."
It's weird how like if I went to a Pokemon tournament at a GameStop once, and almost every person was like, "All right, level 99 shiny Pokemon that's not released in America. That's who I'm using." And it's like, really, guys?
Lame.
I hate
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, I recall I only went to one, only played in one Pokemon tournament once, and it was when Red and Blue was new in America. So when I was 16 in 1998, but at that event, they had this deal where they said, like, if you have Mew on your cartridge, you better have proof you were one of the 3 winners of the Nintendo Power Contest for that, because otherwise you're a cheater.
Yeah. When I was working at GameStop during the tournament I mentioned, and there was actually a sheet of, like, if somebody has a shiny Pokemon, like, that's okay. If they have a team of shinies, or, like, if you have a good reason to think that they cheated, and here's a bunch of, like, different reasons, like, if they have any of these Pokemon that are, like, not even released yet at all, just don't let them compete. And parents got so mad, because they'd be like, what do you mean he can't compete? It's like, your kid cheated.
Your child is a cheater.
Your child is a scummy, awful human.
You should put him down now.
Yeah. It's not too late to put him up for adoption,
I mean,
or to just kill him.
You start with cheating in shiny Pokemon. Where does that lead? Mm-hmm. You know? Where is he going to become? What is your child going to become?
A cosplayer.
Potentially.
Or a LARPer.
A shiny Magikarp cosplayer.
Oh, that'd be the best cosplay.
Just flopping around.
Holding a rare candy.
I remember seeing a pretty good Eevee cosplay. It was just ears and the tail. But
sexy Eevee.
Yes.
It'd be funny to do an Eevee cosplay, but do it like Two-Face.
What?
different because
two different Eevees.
Yeah, no, like an evolution on one side.
Glaceon on one side and Vaporeon on the other side.
Would it get like hazy in the middle, so it's kind of like transferring over.
Mm. I've been watching too much Face Off.
Jeez. All right. Well, speaking of Eevee and Eeveelutions, that brings us to our Pokemon of the week for this week, Eevee. So we already did Pikachu on the first episode, and I know you're saying like, ah, these. What are you guys gonna do? The most obvious Pokemon? Is that what this is all about? But the, you know, I have to say, timing just makes Eevee the one to talk about this.
The pick of the litter.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm proud of that.
Barely applicable in this.
Well, she's a whole litter by herself.
It looks like a cat dog thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I always like the original Eevee. Like I liked I liked Eevee a lot. I thought brown fur, like fox type.
It's a cool Pokemon before you know that it's the most adaptable, evolutionable Pokemon in existence.
Versatile.
It's already like, that's a cool creature.
Yeah.
I'd own one and pet it a lot.
It's one that you could see walking around your house as like a normal pet.
Yeah.
Something you would definitely want.
And then you find out that if you take like any rock you find and throw it at it, it's going to turn into that.
Which, by the way, could you just see like an Eevee in the wild and just have a bunch of like a leaf stone in your bag and just... toss it in him. Like, bam, I just evolved you. Ha ha.
Run over, grab the leaf stone back.
Yeah. Or you could do that. Somebody, if they wanted to, like, be horribly cruel to Ash, they could forcibly evolve his Pikachu. Like, they could just touch him with a
hold him down. Yeah. Shoving a thunderstone into his mouth. Man.
And you can't undo it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's terrifying.
So Eevee can't ever go back?
No, well, nothing can devolve. Like you, if you
maybe
want,
that's a new system.
Pokemon X and Y.
Remember that episode where Ash was really considering evolving Pikachu, and
Pikachu
he's like,
was
"Please
so
don't
sad.
Do it." He's like, "Buddy,
I need you to win
awesome.
This tiny match.
You are utterly useless to me. Yeah. You're already not. You won't go in the ball, which is like a dog refusing to go on a leash.
Yeah.
And now you're telling me I can't even make you an actual combatant.
Yeah. I think the only thing that could have made that moment more tear jerky is if the song Mad World, the Gary Jules version that is in Years of War, played right then.
Pikachu running away from the Eevees.
Well, then Pikachu he wins that match because he has agility or something. Like, come on, guys.
Joe Willoughby is how he pronounces it.
But in the TV show, he goes on to beat like gods.
Yes.
Always by flukes.
Right.
It's always like he uses a move. A tree falls and knocks him unconscious, and then they loot him and run away.
Oh, it's raining. But back to Eevee. I also liked how Eevee eventually became like he became Gary's like go-to dude. Like when Gary adopted Eevee, he was his Pikachu equivalent on the Gary version of Pokemon.
Team Gary.
Yeah.
And Gary effin' Oak.
And also, yeah, I like that you could evolve all of them. One of my favorite first series episodes of the Pokemon cartoon was when they met the Eevee brothers, who were like a bunch of brothers who like each had a different Eeveelution, and then their little brother was like, they were trying to force him to evolve his Eevee. He was like, no, I just like my Eevee.
I like the way he looks.
It's funny because you know how like normal cartoons, each one has like a slight message that you as a child can adapt to your life? In the Pokemon universe, they're always so specific that it's like, yeah, you know what? This episode taught me that I don't have to evolve my Eevee, no matter how much peer pressure I get. Like, they're always way too, like, some are just friendship, but a majority are like, that life goal only applies to people who train Pokemon.
That's true. But it's a valuable goal. It's a valuable lesson nonetheless.
The brothers had
especially
all the
just in case.
Right?
Yeah. Well, then he'd have to like change his hairstyle. Like they all looked like their evolution.
They dressed.
He's
the
like,
colors.
Listen, I really like this brown overcoat. Mm-hmm. I really don't want to have to change it to get like a yellow one that has like sparks. No one wants that. No one has time for that.
Lots of glitter.
I don't want to dye my hair green.
do you know how long it's taken me to make this hairstyle fit me?
Keep it brown.
I'd look awful with green hair. It doesn't fit my face shape.
I think Eevee is like one of the first Pokemon you can capture in black and white too. Like it was then in black and white, you know, there were no original Pokemon until you beat the game. And now in like black and white 2, they put in a bunch of dudes at the very start and Eevee's one of them. And like, I feel like they were building him up, maybe even for this movie, like this Eevee specific mini movie that's going to come out, which also, that should be a pretty easy one to just watch, like, on YouTube without even subtitles. Like, because usually those shorts are just all in Pokemon language.
It's true.
It's a movie.
A movie.
Exactly.
Lucian.
boy. Did you guys watch the... I watched the original Pokemon movie in theaters. And
I did too.
When it starts with that short film of Pikachu's vacation, like, I felt I was on drugs by the end of it because...
Just nonstop Pokemon.
I was on drugs.
Pokemon... Oh, yeah?
Rare candies.
Yeah.
Rare candies.
Hopped up on them Sour Patch candies.
Yeah, they just talk to each other in their Pokemon language for 20 minutes straight, and I feel like I just forgot what the world was, and it goes too long. Like
that first Pokemon movie was banging, though.
Yeah,
literally starts off with a scene straight out of Aliens. Like, just
that's true.
Oh, it's so
good. Floating in the back to tank.
Yeah, just destroying everyone. And apparently, I heard somewhere, I could have been wrong, that the Japanese version was even more violent.
They make it pretty clear he murders people, yes, yeah.
In the U.S. one, it's like, oh, no, he threw them away. And in the Japanese one, he's just like, death, destroy, I feel.
Have they continued that, though, through the short movies in the front? It's only Poketalk, pretty much?
Well, I feel like that's, I know they did it with other ones. I cannot definitively say they've done it with everyone, but.
Because in the first one, you only saw the silhouettes of Ash and Brock and
Misty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I cannot remember, I'm sorry to say. I remember I watched the full movie of the second one, but I did not see it in theaters with a short.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Eevee, tell us about your favorite Eevee memories on the Poke Radar page for this week's episode on GamesRadar.com. Other than that, I think we're pretty much...
Review us on iTunes.
Review us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. GR Radio Radar on Twitter.
And just email us pictures that you drew of Pokemon. Ooh, fun thing. If you have a delivery service that delivers food to you and has like a notes section, draw a Pokemon on the napkin. Mm-hmm. I've gotten some awesome Pokemon illustrations, and every time the guy delivering the food is like super happy, like enjoy your Pokemon with like a huge smile.
Just ask that at like Starbucks. Or
just ask. Whenever I get Chinese food, it's just Pokemon, or no, yeah, Chinese food or pizza, Pokemon on the napkin. Awesome.
Interesting.
I have witnessed this.
You have.
It's pretty cool.
It was a Pikachu.
They colored it in, even.
They did. It was super detailed.
They had crayons right there.
It was highlighters. That's why they made it a Pikachu.
Okay, guys. So, until next time, Pokemon Radar out!